Bruce. Supreme rule is a valid method of government.
Yeah, we just get a good guy up there, someone like me.
Exactly.
Someone exactly
we
like me.
We need the right guy. Yeah, I've been getting into the executing people because you don't like the way they just sound.
True. Yeah, you'd be first. We were listening to a podcast, last podcast on the left on Josef Mengele, and we were just talking about what Nazis we would be.
Do you think? He'd be
a fucking SS. He'd be a little dog, dude.
You think he'd be on the ground?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
He'd be a little SS scurrying around.
Yeah.
Ratting people out.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd be ratting people out.
You guys were talking about which...
What Nazis we would
which
be.
Nazis you would be in the Nazi regime.
Yeah. He would be in charge of like the parks department or something like that. Like he'd in Berlin. He'd be so far from the front lines. He would just charm his way into just the cushiest position. The whole department would be fucking fucked. But he would get
would be late
get his
every day. Like, all right, we're taking off.
Oh my
There's
God.
No work this week. But little O'Connor would be scurrying about. Yeah, dude. I'd be a fat fucking party leader.
You'd be the dude at the fucking camp that would just point left and right. Yeah, like, rah, rah, rah. I don't know what I'd probably just be getting captured by the Allied forces.
Yeah, you know those.
I'd be in the trenches. I'm like, fuck this.
You'd be dead away, dude. You'd be Eastern Front.
Oh, yeah.
You're out.
I mean, if my paintball career has anything to do with like me at wartime, I used to get tagged constantly.
No, in Nazi Germany, you'd be saying crazy shit.
I'd be on the radios.
You'd either be head of propaganda or executed immediately.
True. You'd have to choose early which path.
You'd go one way or the other. It's absolutely
true. Saying crazy shit at first, they'd be like, this is good. These are very important ideas. And then you'd say a couple crazy things. They'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe take it back. Yeah, that's good. That's a good, I think the listeners will appreciate
that's
that.
That's fair,
like,
too.
Which Nazi would you be? That's a fun, it's a clickbait game.
Yeah, and don't say that you wouldn't be.
Well, if you say you wouldn't be, you were the guy fucking, like, dudes in Auschwitz being like, carry this rock.
That's what he would be doing.
What?
You. You'd be a little fucking SS guard. I could see you with run.
Walk faster.
No. What, to the Jews?
Yeah.
No.
You'd see a tall Jewish man and you would resent him.
I'm a weak person, but I don't think I could do the concentration camp thing.
That's what people think, but it was you were chilling with your friends. It was like you're hanging with your friends and like, you know, that was his task, and if you walked away, it's like you're leaving your boy.
No, it's a shame to be like my boss and I'd be like, this isn't cool, and he'd be like, you want to join him?
You want to go in there?
You want to join him?
Plenty of space in there. We could fit you right in, dude.
Yeah, that's
a little nook with your name on it, dude.
No, I think I would wind up. I don't think I would have made it through the whole war because I would wind up being like, this is fucking bullshit. I'd say that to the wrong person. They'd kill me.
They killed us quick. People that were like, yeah, this sucks.
It is impossible to say if you were in it.
Of course.
I mean, if you were on a team, if you're just on your team and you're like, what's that? We're taking over the entire world. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You're there like, okay, this is Joe.
Yeah, it's like, we can do it, dude. We're taking over everybody.
That's
easy.
Everyone's like, I wouldn't do it. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's like my favorite documentary, this history documentary. It was on the History Channel, and it's all home videos from World War II, from Germans. And the narrator the entire time is like, if you were a German, this is what you would do.
For sure.
And it shows people's lives and shit. And it got to the point where you couldn't speak out.
Yeah.
Like, all your neighbors were in on it. It was 1984, where you all have to pretend to love the party. And fake, like, your kids would tell on you. They would teach your kids at school to rat you out.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Did you see that? I watched a documentary about how, like, after the war, Germans got fucked up.
Yeah.
Just
bad.
Massacred.
Well, there's a lot of, like, dudes that got out of concentration camps and just rolled through and just fuck people up.
Yeah, yeah. All
well,
those,
that makes sense.
Just like execute
for sure.
People
but this
and throw
was
them
a
the
lot
ditch.
Of them were Russians. When the Russians invaded Germany, it was ugly.
Yeah, it was bad.
They were retreating to the west to surrender to the Allies.
Didn't they
to avoid what
no, I
the
think
fucking
like all most of the countries that they like took over, all the people that were like in the army started getting fucked up.
Yeah.
Just like regular.
Well, they both
Germans
committed
to
atrocities.
Attack Russia?
Yeah, really? The Germans invaded Russia first.
And got fucked up.
And were fucking shit up for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then the winter came. And they did the scorched earth thing where they just burn everything and retreat. It's like you can't eat. You're just stuck in the winter.
Damn, what a fucking asshole move.
Yeah. Stalin, dude. And he would leave civilians in cities he would keep people in the cities with no food or water to be like, that'll up morale. The soldiers will fight harder if they know they have to defend these people.
Damn.
It's fucking wild shit.
The weirdest part, too, is like that personality type still exists.
Hell yeah. Stalin?
Yeah. Like those dudes tend to have a lot of kids and get a lot of pussy. So like there's a lot of that fucking still floating around.
There's a story about Stalin that I knew I didn't have his genes. When he was young, there was like a cow, a calf that was
You were worried about being Stalin.
This is when I knew I definitely didn't have it. Yeah. Also, Stalin was a little guy. He was a little tiny boy.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was a tiny boy.
Make him look like a big old dude.
Of course he did. He was a little tiny boy.
Wow.
There was a calf that was like, there was a flood and it was stuck in this like tiny island of this river. And everybody was like watching it. And he swam out and broke its legs and then swam back. And everyone was like, what the fuck?
Why did he do that?
Because he was nuts.
How tall was he?
Wild.
Jesus. Hitler was a short dude too, right?
He wasn't that short.
Well, how tall was Hitler?
Hitler was probably 5'10". I'm going to go out. That's a rough estimate.
You just going average
taking
male height.
Shot. Yeah, I think he was normal.
5'10".
Stalin was short. I think Stalin was like 5'6".
So it was Stalin and Napoleon.
Yeah, and Napoleon, not that short for the time.
How tall
for
was
the time, he was,
true.
He was normal.
5 foot?
I don't know. I forget, but he was normal. And then what also made him look short was he always had these grenadiers, I think is the name of the soldier. They were all, and the way they picked them was if they were like huge.
Oh, okay.
So he was always surrounded by these bodyguards with like 8 foot hats.
Damn.
That were giant. So he always looked like a little guy.
Gotcha.
How about that? You know?
Yeah, that's interesting.
You tune into the podcast, you hear stories about grown men pissing their pants. You learn
stuff.
I didn't
piss my pants. Dude. I pissed the bed.
The bed, dude.
Pissed the bed. It's fair.
This is going to be another cast. My girlfriend's going to hear and be like,
she's going to hear this?
Fucking idiot. Yeah, probably. She's